The Dead Set Legends, Mix 94.5.
Mark Strickland's from the Cancer Council, Sun Smart Manager, and I reckon he'd be getting a few calls at the moment. Welcome, Mark.
G'day, Barry. How you going?
Yeah, good as gold. Straight off the top, what's your best tip, I guess, for staying cool? What's your advice?
Well, if you want to stay cool tomorrow, then the tip is just stay out of the sun.
Indoors.
If you can find a spot indoors when it's 44 degrees, then that's probably the smart way to go. But look, from the skin cancer point of view and from the reducing your sunburn risk point of view, we're more concerned about the UV index. Tomorrow it's going to be 14 when the safe limit is 3.
Whoa!
So, almost five times.
That's right. You're very close. Five times over to the safe limit.
So for Mark, for all those people that actually have to be out in the sun tomorrow for playing sport and
playing
golf in the morning, which I need to be playing golf in the morning, have you got any advice for all those people?
Yeah, but plan your day. If you can avoid the peak of the UV, then do that. But if you can't, then remember the five sort of sun smart tips. The first one is long clothing. That's the most important advice we can give people. Forget about sunscreen, all the rest of it. It's long clothing that's really going to look after you when the UV is so high. Then it's get a decent hat. Don't wear a baseball cap because a baseball cap doesn't keep the sun off the ears, the sides of the face and all that. If there's shade around, then use it. Sunscreen is very important, but it's not the first line of defence. Sunscreen goes where clothing can't. So, hands, face, ears, all that sort of thing, that's where you put sunscreen. The mistake that people might make tomorrow is to, head down to the beach at midday in their boardies or their bikini and then cover themselves in sunscreen and think they're going to be okay. When the UV is so strong, the sunscreen is not the best way to go.
So not even reapplying, Mark, is good enough?
Well, it's...
Look, I mean, it's better than not reapplying, but is that still not strong enough?
We absolutely say sunscreen is a very, very serious part of sun protection. Mm-hmm. But the problem with it is that mostly sunscreens these days are clear and you can't tell exactly where you've put them on. You can't tell if you put them on thickly enough. You can't tell... and we know people often don't reapply them. So sunscreen typically produces about half the protection that people think they get from it.
So no mankini for you, Barrett, tomorrow because the sunscreen hasn't got to work.
Oh, what a sight that would be. So it's long clothing, one, two hats, three shade, four sunscreen.
And five is sunnies.
Sunnies, wear sunglasses.
Good pair of sunglasses.
Okay, because it's the seniors I worry about the most because, sometimes if you are caught at home and you're a bit older, it can really affect you.
Oh, look, the heat is important for the seniors to watch out for. Of course, the UV is very important for those guys as well. But, a cool spot and a glass of water is the best way to get through the day.
Really. So the shopping centre tomorrow, I reckon, and no dogs in cars, please.
I'll just make one point. Interesting thing from a sunburn skin cancer point of view, we're all worried about the temperature on Saturday. It's going to be 44. Mm. UV is 14. On Wednesday, the Bureau is saying the temperature is coming way down to 29. UV is still going to be 14.
Mm.
So that's where people get sucked in.
Yeah, be careful. Do you have a website, Mark?
We do. MyUV.com.au.
MyUV.
Nice.
And the other one is the SunSmart app. Get the SunSmart app on your phone. It'll tell you the times when the UV is going to be above 3, and that's when you have to watch out. And it'll also let you know when the UV is going to be 14, which is when you really have to watch out.
And there's also an app that can remind you to reapply sunscreen. So, I mean, there's a safeguard, really.
The sunscreen is fantastic because it tells you how much sunscreen you need, when you need to apply it, gives you a weather forecast, a little bit of information about vitamin D, even if you're worried about that.
Mm.
Not that you need to be. And... have a look at the SunSmart app.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for all those great tips. And seniors and pets, they're the two that concern me the most in this heat because they're the ones most vulnerable. Good on you, mate. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Barra.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Big couple of days for the Cancer Council there, the SunSmart manager.
Bernie D's Entertainment Buzz.
Yeah, look, Sam Simon, you may not know his name, but he is the co-creator of The Simpsons. He left The Simpsons family about 20 years ago after falling out with Matt Groening. However, unfortunately, some sad news. Last November, he was diagnosed with advanced colon cancer and has now since then vowed to give away all his fortune to charity before he dies.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. He did say that since word got out, he has been receiving so many requests from people he doesn't even know to actually give them some money for tuition or to pay off their mortgage and et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, a good guy. Now, the reason why he still has so much money, that regardless of pulling out, he had ownership rights to The Simpsons and he rolled in tens and tens of millions every year, regardless of never working on the show since 1994.
Sensational. Amazing show. Have you seen the early editions of The Simpsons and how bad it is?
Yeah.
No good.
And to where it went to?
Incredible. The great voices. Vision for that one.
But let me just tell you, he is supporting the charities that he has supported during his lifetime, which is you know, helping animals and homeless people. So that's good news. The other one is David Beckham. If you like a bit of Beckham, you're going to wear him and your kids will wear him as well. He is now designing a children's underwear line based on his own underwear line. Is that a little
that's
bit
weird.
Creepy?
That's...
You know, the
wife.
You're
going to get his own
Beckham.
Kids to actually model the underwear?
I've seen the ads and they're not in them. No. Romeo Cruz, none of the guys.
Good looking kids, too, eh?
They are.
Beautiful kids.
I've got six of his aftershaves. Got yeah. Six different aftershaves.
Is that six for $100 down at Priceline?
Well, it is.
Is that what smells in here?
I got it as a present, so maybe it was cheap. You get one for each day, apparently, so it must be seven.
And as I mentioned earlier,
didn't work.
Just leave that right there.
Not going there. That remake I mentioned about. Point Break.
Oh, right.
Yes. Wow. They are remaking the film from the 90s. Now, Gerard Butler, he is actually going to be playing the role that Patrick Swayze played of Bodie. Don't know if that's quite going to work. Mm.
Who was the other bloke in it? Keanu.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu
is in
Reeves.
It. And I believe you two are massive fans of that film.
Oh, I reckon that it's got some of the greatest lines in that film ever.
Go like, on, give it to you.
Hey, this is how you're going to tell me how locals rule and yuppie yuppie insects like me shoot myself in the break? Nope. That would be a waste of time. We're just going to beep you up.
What about death on a stick? Is that
I love it.
Anyone being out? No one's being out. No one's going out. Death on a stick
out there,
man.
Death on a stick out there, man.
Kids on both sides ain't going to paddle to New Zealand. Come on, bro.
Get hold of that producer.
Anyway,
tell him we've got someone.
I just closed my eyes and it was Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's just brilliant.
Don't say that. He's not around anymore. Yes. Well done, mate.
R.I.P. But yeah, Point Break, look forward to it. It's a remake. I don't know why they're remaking so many movies these days. Hollywood must be just dead.
And the, and the chance of it being successful? Zero that chance. The annual Consumer Electronics Show is on this week in Las Vegas. Basically, all the latest and greatest gadgets from around the world. And our man there is Trevor Long, and he joins us live from L.A. Morning, Trev. How's it been going?
Morning, team. I'm loving it. Who wouldn't be loving it?
I bet you are.
This is kid in a candy store kind of stuff for a geek like me.
It'll be like the Milan fashion show for me. So, I mean, you know, techie stuff.
Or
Jimmy
Shoes.
Jimmy Shoe
fashion
shoes.
Show. Look, so what's new in TV, gaming, mobile phones? Where would you like to kick off with some crazy gadgets?
TV always dominates over here. The big TV companies, Sony, Samsung, LG, have the biggest stands in this convention center, which spans about 40 football fields. It's massive.
Oh.
And both Samsung and LG, this is what I love, they've both announced the world's largest and the world's first curved ultra-high-definition TV. So big, really high quality, and going to be very expensive, I'd suggest. And what they've done is they've literally curved a 105-inch screen, that's 226 centimetres, so that you can have the true cinema experience at home. I'm not sure any of us could afford it, though.
Well, I don't know. Barra could.
No.
Barra would be the first one in Perth to have one of those.
I didn't even know what he's talking about. I'm buying it.
Hey, Trevor, how soon will that be available to consumers, though? I mean, you've seen them at the trade show. Well, when can we get those if we wanted to?
Yeah, the little ones will be available very soon, probably 3 or 4 months. There'll be 55 and 60-inch ones. I reckon the 105-inch one, if it makes a single retail store this year, I'd be amazed. It's kind of chest-beating stuff where they say, we can do it and we did it, and maybe if they get enough interest, they might make enough of them to sell to some high rollers.
I've got another one I'm interested in, this wearable gaming controller suit. Like, is this like a onesie?
There's a lot of wearable here, whether it's tracking fitness and health or gaming. And what they've got here is stuff that senses. It's all about sensors. So if it's gaming, it might be that you don't need an actual controller in your hand or the controller is just strapped to your hand on a glove. And you're kind of communicating with your game's machine or the game itself by, you know, walking around and in an augmented reality world. It's pretty full on, But again, the kind of thing that the real application for, it's probably not going to come for another 12 months. This is them showcasing their technology to try and get people to pick it up, and maybe we'll see it in stores.
Trevor, in regards to what you do, is it a matter of going to work every day under a team environment, trying to come up with new innovations, or you're at home and suddenly an idea comes to you and you go, you know what, that might work?
Thankfully, I don't have to come up with the ideas, right? So if I had to come up with the ideas, I reckon I'd spend far too much money building things that would never make it. But these people, like there was a bloke from Audi who's like their innovation. He said he's got 10,000 engineers that work for him around the globe.
Jeez.
I mean, 10,000 people to come up with, you know, bits and pieces on cars that work better or go faster or whatever it is. The big consumer electronics companies spend billions on research and development because they have to innovate every year or we just wouldn't upgrade.
Hey, Trev, dental hygiene hasn't been forgotten in this whole tech world. Tell us about that one.
Not at all. There's a wireless toothbrush here. So electric toothbrushes, but this one connects via Bluetooth to your smartphone or your tablet. And when you finish brushing your teeth, you can look and it'll say, oh, look, only 80%. Get back in there and do some more.
No, I can't believe it. That's ridiculous.
Look, if you're a parent, you'll know this is big because my seven-year-old won't brush his teeth for more than a minute.
Well, you look like you're in tech geek heaven, mate, so we'll let you go and get stuck into it. You've made a lot of cashed-up bogans in Perth salivate too about those curved screens to show those off. So good on you, Trev.
Thanks, Trev.
Cheers.
Enjoy, mate. The Dead Set Legends, Mix 94.5.